It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thank you for listening. And again, this part of today's program will be covering topics of an adult and sensitive nature, and listener discretion is advised. Young girls are continually being raped in Africa by men who believe it will cure them of AIDS. To add to the indignity these girls are already having to endure, they have no access to sanitary napkins, so they are using newsprint as personal hygiene instead. The lead from the newsprint is leaching out and causing serious health issues. Not long ago, Pittsburgher Linda Ambroso hosted a screening of a documentary film based on these issues called Tapestries of Hope. This is the trailer from the film.
Young girls are being abused and they have nowhere to turn.
They say the virgin's blood is so pure that it has got some healing powers.
The girls had been ostracized by the very society that advises men that raping virgins can cure HIV/AIDS.
The oldest one was a 92-year-old lady, and the youngest one was 1 day old.
I must fight for women.
And fight she does. I knew I had to go to Zimbabwe. My first day there, we were stopped by the Central Intelligence Organization. We were going to have to be careful.
Talking to you, it's illegal what I'm doing right now.
Betty won't stand by silently while girls are harmed.
I wanted a place where a girl could just knock on the door, somebody opens and talk to them.
Hey there, sad eyes, what's on your mind? Don't look so down, give it some time. You don't have to be so hard on yourself.
GCN had heard of a girl that needed to be rescued. I was going to go out, but we never made it.
While calling for the American Embassy in Zimbabwe, Michaeline and Lauren are going to be deported at 1 p.m.
I was told by the U.S. Embassy that if I didn't get out by the weekend, I would be raped or killed.
You'll find how strong you are.
These actions devastate the lives of millions of women around the globe.
I tried to forget what happened to me and face life. So all I can say to other girls is try to be someone in life and you can do it. Mm-hmm. That's all.
Have a little faith.
And that's from the documentary film Tapestries of Hope. I'm joined now in Studio A by Linda Ambroso, a volunteer for the local group supporting the Girl Child Network. Linda Ambroso, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Thank you.
And Kathy Surma, also a volunteer with the local group supporting the Girl Child Network. Kathy Surma, welcome.
Thank you.
Linda Ambroso, explain what the Girl Child Network is.
So the Girl Child Network, or GCN, was started by Betty McConey, who was a 2009 nominee for CNN Hero. It's a nonprofit. It operates 3 empowerment villages in Zimbabwe and is opening more. These empowerment villages or shelters offer refuge, healing, and hope to girls who have been raped and abused.
And how did this effort start in Pittsburgh?
Well, my cousin, Michaeline Risley, did a film that you heard the trailer for. She was invited to talk at Carnegie Mellon for a TED Talk, and I set up a screening at our church and the University of Pittsburgh Johnston Center, and that's how I met Kathy Surma, and then Kathy took it from there and did a lot of wonderful things.
Just to give people an idea of the backstory here, and I'm sure it's hard for a lot of folks to wrap their minds around this, but explain the gist of exactly what is happening in Zimbabwe. It's very disturbing.
As you know, in sub-Saharan Africa, there's this mythology that raping a virgin will cure HIV. It stems from traditional tribal practice before HIV came into the picture. People would cut young girls, virgins, and have their blood displayed in a shop to bring in customers and bring them good luck. When the AIDS crisis hit, that kind of morphed, and tribal leaders were suggesting that a virgin has healing powers, and we saw this rape crisis escalate. it's only been exacerbated by the political situation in Zimbabwe and sub-Saharan Africa. And as you know, rape is a political weapon as well in that part of the world. And that's actually how we got Betty McConey, the CNN hero, to come to Pittsburgh. She was here on a at the University of Pittsburgh on a conference on rape as a political weapon.
Kathy Surma, explain how you got involved with GCN or Girl Child Network.
I saw Tapestries of Hope, and in the film, it mentioned that girls will not go to school for 1 week out of the month because they do not have sanitary products. And that touched my heart. So I talked to some friends, and we went into action, and we downloaded patterns and instructions on how to make reusable sanitary napkins.
And how are you doing this?
Well, the word got out. It touches women's hearts. All of us have a memory of having our periods that have been in our minds that really are, you know, it's just an emotional reaction. And so people have come through with money so I could take money over to Zimbabwe and give it to the Girl Child Network. Also, they have sewn these patterns and made the pads so that we could ship them over with Brothers Foundation. And once they got there, we could distribute them. And we are also at this point trying to get microloan programs so that maybe they can make their own products in Zimbabwe.
So the products are being made in Zimbabwe and also here in Pittsburgh and being shipped over there, and they're getting where they need to go?
They are getting where they need to go. I met the director of Girl Child Network in Zimbabwe last summer, and we had a meeting, and I gave her some money that the girls from Upper St. Clair High School had raised, plus I gave them some materials and some patterns so they know how to make these products.
What is the reaction that you've gotten from these girls?
Oh, it's overwhelming. They're so excited, and we call them girl empowerment pads, and they have taken this as a feeling of empowerment for themselves, and I have told them that they're so lucky that they have their periods once a month, and boys don't, and they just walk around, and they were celebrating, and to have these materials so that they can go to school and have an education so that they're not downtrodden even more than they are now has really seen some results in some of the local areas, and especially out in the bush, where these girls have no access at all to anything.
And how bad are the health issues as a result?
Well, they can be bad. I mean, some of the girls, have to make sure that they know how to wash and how to clean these products that we give them so that they don't get toxic shock syndrome. And, you know, the girls that don't have any access at all have used things like sticks, or they'll take hair and they'll, you know, bunch it up and use that. And this is really a health issue.
And I understand that what is happening in Pittsburgh, the effort that you are both involved with, is truly a grassroots effort.
Absolutely, absolutely. And my thanks go out to Leonard Lees at the Hollywood Theater, who helped us arrange a screening of the film. We raised $3,000 from that. The Nidire Connection at Christ United Methodist Church, which has been our vehicle for getting Kathy over there, as our channel to these people, to these girls. The girls at Upper St. Clair High School, who had a chance to meet Betty McConey when she was here in Pittsburgh, and have done, they've started a club at the high school. Kathy's reaching out to other high schools in the area because it really does touch people's hearts. And we don't even have a name for ourselves. We meet on an occasional Thursday evening at my house, and people do what they can do. We have had people donate like a used sewing machine that we can send over there with Brothers Foundation, which also deserves our thanks. University of Pittsburgh people that have agreed to do the screening at the Johnson Institute for Responsible Politics, School of Public Health at Pitt. It's truly grassroots, and I can't thank all the Pittsburghers enough for their role in this. And I was thinking when I came here, Pittsburgh is a black and gold city, but there's a lot of power going on from the pink.
How can people get involved and help in this effort?
Well, you could contact me or Kathy Surma. We'll invite you to one of our meetings, and we'll go from there. We typically are focusing very narrowly because we want to be practical. If we can get cotton cloth, threads, needles over there, instruction on how to do this, we figure it would be sustainable because they don't have regular garbage collection there. They don't have material. They don't have regular electricity. So if girls can hand sew their own products, They can go to school. They don't have to miss school for election.
And we'll have a link on our website at WESA.FM to the information about the Girl Child Network. And I want to thank both of you for taking part in this discussion, Linda Ambroso and Kathy Surma. Thanks, both of you, for joining us.
Thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much.
Coming up, addressing the issue of climate change with Joylette Portlock, whose goal is to entertain as well as educate when Essential Pittsburgh continues on 90.5 WESA.